Now back to Senior Matters on the Big WEC.
Welcome back to Senior Matters on the Big WEC. I'm your host, Joe Chile. With us, Mindy McDonald, BSNRN, Administrator of Sacred Heart Home Assisted Living and Memory Care. That's quite the title there, but I'm sure that it's something that you're very proud of. Mindy, welcome to the show. Nice to have you here.
Thank you for having me.
What is your leadership role? What does it entail as an administrator? And now you're also an RN, which is something that, you know, to me sounds like, you know, can you be an administrator and an RN? So what does your title, your leadership role there entail at Sacred Heart Homeless Assisted and Memory Care on the Brothers of Mercy Wellness Campus? What does it entail there?
Well, my role as the administrator is really to oversee the daily operations of the facility, which is always driven by my personal dedication to lead with the Brothers of Mercy mission at the forefront in everything that we do. I really try hard to lead and direct our team members to treat each individual uniquely based on their own needs and preferences. That's important nowadays. Everybody's own needs and challenges are different from person to person. The RN comes in as, you know, part of having an enhanced licensure. We need an RN. So I help with overseeing of that and fitting some of the staffing needs there. But really, I was an RN prior to being the administrator and had served as the director of health services for about 12 years prior to moving in the administrator role. So my RN and healthcare background came in prior to the leadership role as the administrator.
Well, that's got to be kind of interesting in itself, because I know being in management, you know, for most of my life, you know, people can say sometimes, well, you've never been in my shoes, so you don't know what it's all about. But you actually have been, right?
I have. And that's something that, you know, I find very important in the way that I lead, because I'm really a firm believer overall that no one area is more important than the other. You know, we have to lead as a team working together collaboratively to be able to really provide the best quality and individualized care to our residents. Because to one person, healthcare might be more important to the other person, their environment or their day-to-day routine. You know, each person's different. So really, it takes a team to do that.
Now, you have assisted living care wings and memory care wings at Sacred Heart Home. What are the differences in services and features between the two?
Well, our entire building follows the household model, which each household is a 16-person unit. We have six of those. So we have four on assisted living and two on the memory care unit. The memory care unit is secured, whereas the assisted living is not. And although we strive for the person-centered approach really throughout the entire building, our memory care unit has some additional features more geared toward the person living with dementia's unique needs. And a few of those features include, we have a special circadian lighting over on our memory care unit. And that is really shown to decrease behaviors, promote better health, improve sleep-wake cycles, which, as many people know, is often a challenge to folks living with dementia. And our memory care unit also has the Dutch doors, which is are doors that can either be fully closed or half opened from top or the bottom. And that allows us the flexibility to have our residents' needs and preferences met individually. We find that keeping the top open and the bottom closed helps a lot of residents with behaviors because they feel secured yet safe in knowing what's happening outside their room, but still have some control over being able to leave the door closed. And additionally, those doors also help our team members to be able to do the safety check with little to no disruption in the resident's routine, because the team is able to check on the resident without opening or closing the door. You know, that sometimes just the opening and the closing to any resident or any person wondering who's coming in and out of their room and things like that, this allows us to really minimize that disruption to our residents. The other thing we have found over time that, because of our units being modeled the same, that when we have a resident that needs might increase, that they now need to move over to our memory care unit, we find that the move in itself is less upsetting, or there's less of an adjustment period because the environment looks exactly the same as it did on the assisted living side, although it's on a different part of the building.
That's pretty interesting in itself. I never thought about that. I never thought about surroundings And there, I never thought about the fact either that I thought of the memory care and assisted living being separate. But you make an interesting point that it could be a transition for many people.
Mm-hmm. It is. And you know, the environmental changes for anybody with or without dementia sometimes can just be challenging. You know, every resident that comes in as a new resident, we want to give them adjustment period because everything about their life is changing coming into a facility. So then as somebody, you know, needs progress or their dementia progresses that they now need to move into a more secured unit, that in itself can be a challenge for the resident. Allowing the environment and the setup and the way that it looks to be the same really helps to minimize some of those additional challenges you find on a move like that.
And I've got to give your staff there credit too, because it's got to be challenging, not only for the individual with memory care issues, but for the person that's assisting that individual so that they're not frustrated by that fact. For me, as you know, it might be frustrating for me because I don't really understand it. But I guess for someone who's trained or deals with it every day, it's much easier.
Right, right.
What about the Stellar Enrichment Activity Program in your memory care community? How does that help the residents stay active?
Well, our Stellar program is really driven by the person-centered approach in which what we do is we assess each resident's level of cognition and their functional capabilities. And then based on our findings, we gear our programming for that resident living with dementia towards individualized, personally engaging their remaining abilities and making sure that we're aiming at all times to preserve their dignity, knowing that each individual has different needs. So it's a program where they're kind of placed in where they can do their best, where we find that hopefully we can keep them as independent and at the highest level for as long as we can. Instead of lumping them all together in one group, because again, individualized needs for each person is different. So what works for one isn't going to work for all. So we have created this program to try to streamline it towards residents that have similar needs a little bit more than the average memory care unit.
That's good. So it's not a cookie cutter approach. So that's very important. Senior Matters on the Big Wack is brought to you by Independent Health. The red shirts are all about your health and PB Elder Law, Buffalo's trusted elder law firm. This morning we're speaking with Mindy McDonald, BSNRN Administrator of Sacred Heart Home Assisted Living and Memory Care on Senior Matters. And let me ask you this. What's the admission process like? I mean, I'm sure listeners are thinking, you know, how long is it going to take for me to bring a family member, loved one to the Sacred Heart home for, or maybe even if they're taking a resident coming from another health facility too, or senior living community, not just somebody that's coming from a regular home. So what are we talking about here?
Well, there's specific health department requirements that we really have to follow very closely. There's certain measures that we have to do as far as meeting with the resident and assessing them, making sure that we can take care of them and safely meet their needs. They have to be seen by their doctor and get some required health department paperwork completed. And when I say their doctor, it can be any doctor. So what really we find is that if a resident is coming from an acute care setting, like a rehab or a hospital, that turnaround of being able to get the resident into our facility is much quicker because the providers are right there at the acute care facility and the testing can be done. Whereas if somebody's at home and they're starting to see the changes and a family starts to pursue it and it's a slower process, that tends to take a little bit longer even after they've made the decision that it's a done deal, because they have to do all that same required paperwork and measures, but now they're waiting on getting a doctor's appointment, getting in to get some of the required testing that might be required depending on the resident, TB type of stuff. And that's just like you or I waiting to get into an appointment. There's no preference from the providers in the community to move these folks up into urgent. So a lot of times the turnaround is much, much quicker when they're coming from an acute care setting. But the downfall to that is, although the admission comes quicker, very often because it was due to something unforeseen, a hospitalization, a fall, something along those lines, we find then the residents and the families need a little bit more support because it was more of a quicker decision than if they had been working on it from the community level.
And I suppose that just because the family and the doctor feels that somebody needs to go in doesn't mean the prospective resident feels that they want to be there either. I guess you have to deal with that too, right?
Exactly. And each individual circumstance or scenario prevents or presents with different challenges for that, for sure.
All right, about 2 minutes left. What's the best way to contact you and your mission staff for a family to have a tour and consultation for the assisted living and memory care on the Brothers of Mercy Wellness Campus?
Well, we can be contacted in multiple ways. We are accessible via phone, email, and through our brothersofmercy.org website. Our website breaks out our different levels of care on our campus. So you would click on the Sacred Heart homepage, and there's a lot of contact information there. But I find that, especially if somebody is in need of information rather quickly, the best way, what I would suggest, is by calling our main number at 716-759-2644 and asking to speak to our admissions team. Because that way you're getting, when you call that main number, you're going to get our main point of contact, and they can get directly in contact with whoever's in the building and can take the call at the time.
But if individuals are a little bit more, computer literate or whatever, they can go to brothersofmercy.org?
Yes, brothersofmercy.org. And then again, there's the levels of care on our campus are broken out, making sure that you click on the Sacred Heart homepage.
All right. Mindy McDonald, who's the administrator of Sacred Heart Home Assisted in Living and Memory Care. Home Assisted Living and Memory Care. Thank you so much for joining us this morning on Senior Matters.
Thank you very much for having me. It was my pleasure. Take care.